Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated 1 year of The Drive with Robin Ross. And something that we've been doing on the show since its inception is Explained Well. Every month end on Explained Well, Christelle would come back to us with doing shopping at the various retailers and doing a comparison, which we called our basket. So if The Drive with Robin Ross is a year old, so is the basket. So we've been tracking this data for a year. What have you learned, Christelle?
I know. Pick me, teacher.
Okay.
Tell us.
Robert Forbes, you may speak.
Okay. Headline. Things are more expensive now.
10 out of 10.
Thank you. Yes. Things cost more.
They definitely do. But so I am having such a day in terms of, in the 12th month of this experiment, did I not realize that we're doing one thing fundamentally wrong?
Oh, no.
Estelle.
We're shopping on the wrong day.
Or does it make a difference?
It really does. So if I start with the August data, so we usually buy on what is payday for most people. I know not all, but most, which is the 25th. Mm. This month, for a couple of reasons, I changed the date and I shopped online on the 20th. Massive, massive difference.
Okay, so the specials are there when a person has no money.
Precies.
Hoe kom? It doesn't make any sense to me.
So in March, we looked at, for example, how the retailers compare prices for specific items in their strategies. Mm. What they also need to do is to boost sales in times where there isn't generally a lot of sales. Want meeste van ons sit sonder geld in wag vir die 25ste, wat Vrydag is, by the way.
I mean, it makes complete sense, right?
Yeah.
When everyone's got paid, then you're going to charge full price for everything. And then 3 weeks down the line, when we are eating end of month salty cracks, now things are going to go on special.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So we've got online the basket for August. Suffice to say, it's all down. It's very, very close. But I wanted to look at what has the past year, what's been happening with our prices. So in my comparisons, I did not use August because it's actually a bit of an outlier in terms of just changing the date changed everything. So the comparisons I did is up to July.
Yeah.
In your thing is, do you?
A couple of things that struck me here that I was surprised by. So our whole basket on average is up almost 5%.
That is at the retailer that was the cheapest in August, which was Checkers. Mm. But some of the others are significantly, it's quite wild. Pick and Pay is down 2%. Woolworths, over the year up to July, 8.9% up, which is more than inflation.
And this is the same basket we've been buying every single month with the exact same items in it and just keeping an eye on the price.
Do you know what's getting to me, actually, is the price of toilet paper.
Witty, this angst back and there's a paar items. In terms of if we look at what is eating our money each month, there's a couple of items that are really quite terrifying. Toilet paper is one of them. Sugar struck me in terms of, weirdly, it ended up in the last month being, rob your face, it ended up being the cheapest at Woolworths in the final month. Not necessarily consistently, but in the last month. Even there, 16% up.
Yeah, I'm amazed that sugar is up 16%.
Chick is 24%,
sorry,
by the way.
Milk is blowing my mind.
Milk
is absolutely
terrifying.
When did it become 70 odd rand for 2 liters of milk?
Yeah.
Wanneer dit gebeur?
At Checkers, it is up over the period 35%, Pick and Pay 21%, Woolworths 9%. The grains, pasta. Pasta is what terrifies me, also because I love pasta. Mm. We're not going to skip pasta.
Spag bol is the easiest weeknight meal of all time.
Yeah. Pasta ended the year, the cheapest at Pick and Pay at 14% up, compared to 38% up at Checkers. Oof. And 21% at Woolworths. And I didn't add spa in all of these because we've got very little data on spa to you at this stage. But we know, for example, that spa, their sanitary products, consistently are
just
the cheapest.
That's the one that I'm looking at the moment, is the August prices for multi-pack tampons. And they all sit between sort of 72 and 75 odd rand. And one of the things we've taken from this exercise is it's worth A, shopping around, and B, shopping for specials.
Yeah.
Because now, one of the retailers has tampons at 44 rand.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference.
Die ander ding wat ons ook uit hierdie I wouldn't say experiment, but it is basically
yeah, it's a data experiment. Yeah.
The other thing that we've seen is we try to see what were the changes in like the fuel price and the changes in kind of other big societal things and how that was affecting the basket. And we did see slight changes, but it never came down.
No, it doesn't. Funny,
and when we look at the data over the period, January en Februarie was rof. Nie net omdat ons moet herstel van Desember en die leefstylkeuses wat ons maak in Desember nie. Al die pryse het regtig opgegaan Januarie Februarie. Dit was baie interessant om te sien die tendense rondom byvoorbeeld kookolie wat ons direk kon koppel aan wêreldpolitiek en verwikkelinge in Rusland. Kookolie, genadiglik, het bedaar. Dis een van ons min goeie nuus items in hierdie. So the price of oil went down significantly. 38% down at Checkers, 13% down at Pick n Pay, and 33% at Woolworths.
Do you know what? I don't even think that it's gone down significantly. I think the fact that it was so high to begin with, that now that it's kind of stabilized, nou lyk dit asof het laar is en het nie laar is. Maar ons gaan het nog steeds vat. And there was a whole cooking oil conglomerate that was making money off us at a time.
Yeah. So we can offer you 3 pieces of advice that actually will make a difference if you're counting pennies at the moment. Buy bulk more often than you can. You know, as
for
much
for the things you need.
Absolutely. If you're going to buy, if you find a multi-pack of tampons, for example, or canned goods or any of those kind of things, if you can get a bigger quantity, do that and tide you over for a couple of months. The specials make a huge, gigantic difference to how much you pay every month. And then the reward systems. If you've got a little thing connected to your bank or your insurance company, or there's a hustle here and there that you can do, that will save you money as well.
And a bonus one. If you can, don't wait for payday.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.